resolution that today will be a good day. Ah,
a good day.
For
yeah.
You ah, and you, you're in ah. Here's and urines. Rich McFadden is at the controls.
Hello.
Studio in Washington. Roberta Fasanelli, the fabulous queen of cheap, is
oh,
going
yes.
to. What kind of big deals we have today in your report in the next half hour?
Don't forget that today is International Pancake Day,
Doug,
and you can get free pancakes at IHOP.
Really?
For the kids, right?
Nope, anybody can go in and get it.
Really?
Right. Too bad I wasn't there with you,
Richie. And what they're doing is, when you go, they're going to ask you for a donation to the Children's Miracle Network, which is a great organization. And,
all right, so where is the closest IHOP to you? Because I'm going to be near you tonight. I want to go to an IHOP. Where do we go to an IHOP? For there's got to be an IHOP down there someplace in that end of town.
New York City, is there one?
Ooh. I'm trying to think. In
she's
Manhattan?
Never been to an IHOP in her life.
I don't think there is one. I know there's one out by me on Long Island, but
yeah.
And I'm going to have to look. I've never seen one in Manhattan.
Do New Yorkers really do chain restaurants?
No. No,
yeah, I didn't think so.
Other than maybe Subway. There's a lot of Subways people go in for lunch. But chains, you know, and McDonald's.
I don't remember seeing many McDonald's at all in New York City.
No, not that many at all.
No. And certainly not many Burger Kings. I bet you wouldn't find one Wendy's.
Isn't that amazing?
Anywhere in New York City.
Well,
the real estate's too expensive.
It's too expensive, and there's so much competition.
Yeah.
It's not too expensive. There's restaurants over restaurants over restaurants over restaurants in New York City.
Yeah. And within a block of Roberta's house, which is in the lower end of Manhattan, you'd find a dozen, not just places to eat, good places to eat. On the corner of the block, across the opposite, that little funky, what is that, a Korean or restaurant? What is that restaurant?
Vietnamese.
That we go to. Vietnamese.
Yeah,
I don't normally, I'm not a big fan of Asian food, but man, the stuff over there is very. that's why. So now I'm never going to that restaurant again.
Hey, do you know my neighbors are Vietnamese, and they're good friends of ours.
Yeah.
And they just went back
everybody
to Vietnam.
Vietnamese is a friend. Yeah,
that's right. They just went back to Vietnam this past summer for their sister's wedding.
Uh-huh.
And they haven't been there in like 20 years. The one guy, since he escaped when it was still, you know, crazy and communist,
right.
And him and his 15-year-old brother escaped. And his 15-year-old brother escaped. And when they went back, they were just like telling me all about all the differences and everything. I said, let me ask you something, because this is just when some of the dog eating stories were coming out last summer. And I said, they still eating dogs over there? And he goes, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, in fact, my mother's pet dog got kidnapped and sold.
Oh.
10 past the hour.
Here it is.
Windows. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. There is a need for us to spend a moment. As parents, all three of us are parents. The school shooting, two dead, three others hospitalized, the seniors, well, all the kids at the high school. This is Chardon High School outside of Cleveland.
Do we know where the gun came from yet?
Shooting occurred. I do not know that there's been anything dispatched about that yet, but what I've been focused on, Richie, honestly, I haven't asked that question of myself and looking around. What I did do was find a Facebook page for this kid, T.J. Lane. And if you look at it, it's clear that he was isolated, angry kid, said his life is spent alone, and he wants to be in charge.
Mm.
And die is the last word on the page. So for those of you who think, oh, my God, these simplistic, stupid way, oh, my God, how do these things happen? This kid left a trail a mile long for anybody who had a clue to this kid's life. The depression, apparently he's big in violent videos. You can't possibly, in this age where everybody knows everything about any and every one of us, say that, oh, my, I mean, I don't know anything. I haven't seen a word about his parents. A word about his parents. Has anybody seen a word about this kid's parents?
Can I tell you the honest truth?
800-510-8255. I'd appreciate your honesty, Richie. Yeah.
I stayed away from this story. Yeah. I can't handle this stuff anymore.
Well, there's another one of
but
them.
You can't ignore it either.
You
because
can't.
You have to.
So distressing.
You have to see the warning signs. You have to. You have to look out for this stuff, whether you're a friend, a neighbor,
here's
a parent.
The thing. There are parents. I was in an elementary school last week here in Los Angeles. Wonderful children, the school, well-run, organized, clean. There are lines, because here in Los Angeles, you can pick where you want to bring your... They'll take so many kids from outside the district, go to various schools.
Really?
They'll be waiting in line to get into the schools in Inglewood, I'll tell you that. But in this area, which is south, actually, of Los Angeles proper, in New York, where Roberta's daughter goes, a lot of people in line to go to that school. So why can't all schools be like that? Why is it that there's just a select few and everybody's fighting over how to get in to these schools? Why isn't there enough good education, and included in that is an evaluation? I don't want to say a psych evaluation, but my guidance counselor knew me from head to toe, and she had 140 kids that were her charges. At that time, the guidance, there were about 400 kids in my senior classes, I remember. And there were, in the school, I think there were close to 1,100 students. And there were a dozen guidance counselors. So you do the math, right? And then they all knew their students. They had some from every class. And they did their homework. It was my guidance counselor who suggested where I would go to school. She said to me, I know that you would like to. I used to meet with her like every week or two. You'd go to the guidance counselor, and they're the ones. I mean, I don't know what you call them today. That's probably an inappropriate name for them today. But no. They guided you through the courses you would take in high school, the electives, and you had the same one for the 4 years you were in. And so I got guidance when I was a freshman as to what to take as a sophomore and why. And then when I started talking to her about going to college when I was a junior, she said, okay, let's look at these various states, and which ones do you like? And I said, well, Ohio is fairly close. I want to be away from home, but I don't want to be that far away from home. And I want something that's in an agrarian atmosphere. So we chose Ohio, and the schools that I applied to were all in areas where I could go work on a farm if I wanted to. And I did when I went to Heidelberg for a while. Anyway, Richie, you started to say something.
I think my son has mentioned a counselor.
Uh-huh.
I've never met this counselor yet. But
did your daughter have one, Roberta?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, she, from the time she was in elementary school, she sought them out on her own because she wanted somebody to talk to about things.
So,
absolutely.
Where are these people now, and are they frustrated because of the system which we have set up, as we are way too big, too many people in our country, too many people in the world? I listen to some of these fools talk about how their various religions promote having more people and all of this stuff so that we keep the religion alive. You don't even understand what you're saying. You don't realize how that thinking completely contributes to the problems that we have here. And so you've got that situation here in Los Angeles. A young girl died over the weekend after being in a fight. She was 11 years old.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
She got in a fight in sixth grade down in Long Beach. Did I say Los Angeles? I meant Long Beach. The two girls were fighting over a boy. They had a fist fight, lasted about a minute. They both went home. The girl, Joanna Ramos, apparently suffered blunt force trauma to her head. The other girl beat her about the head. There's some stuff floating around about girls at this age. Or kids of this age, and the MMA. Is it MMG or MMA? It's MMA.
No, it's not MMA. That's mixed martial arts, you mean? Or are you talking about
the girls,
13,
the
gangs?
I mean, I talk all the time about, the gangs.
Are you talking about
Gina Carano and
mixed martial arts,
that
MMA,
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And these girls looking up to this stuff. There's something wrong here. I don't, that's a stupid statement because, of course, there's something wrong. A big time something wrong. And we have the same conversation. It's like the price of oil. We have the same conversation over and over and over again. Well, we shouldn't be doing business with the people in the Middle East. Been saying that for 45 years. What's different? Nothing. Zero. Nada. You look at the oil supplies right now. The price went up a penny last night. It's up 26 cents from a week ago here in California. Roberta, I don't know what it is in New York. Richie,
it's probably almost $4 now. Yeah, $3.99.
$3.70.
And what are you paying for? Jay Leno had a great line last night. Obama wanted to reach into the reelection reserves for oil.
Because to the reelection reserves.
If this price keeps going up, Mickey Mouse will beat him at the polls. And speaking of that, let's see. Mickey Mouse is today in Arizona and Michigan. There's Mickey. And there's Daffy. And there's Goofy. And who else? What other Mickey Mouse character could we come up with that's running? Let's see. Mickey Mouse.
Sleepy.
Donald
Easy.
Duck. Yeah, I see. All right. Dopey. 18 Dopey. Past the hour on the Good Day program. Hello.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Fanbrewery.
Wait, what? Fanbrewery?
That's not Fanbrewery. No,
Fanbrewery. That's right. Fanbrewery. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you can win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., UK, Canada. 20 seconds. No. And see 29 local rules at ConstantContact.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The new Geico
new
app.
Geico app, yeah.
Really? All kinds of apps. The discussion that we had yesterday has been exacerbated. Is that the right word? Remember we started talking about the investigation about Facebook spying on your smartphone, text messaging.
Yep.
Some of
yep.
the apps can actually intercept your calls, actually access your camera and your videos,
Ooh.
And take them from you. That's the story. That's the investigation. You want to read more about it. The story is in complete detail at DougStefan.com. And because of that, we've asked the following question on today's poll. What kind of smartphone do you have? A, an iPhone. B, a BlackBerry. C, Android. D, HTC. I don't even know what that is. What's your
yeah,
name?
Yeah, HTC is an Android.
Is it?
Yeah.
Samsung, other, or I don't have a smartphone. I'm glad I don't have a smartphone now. I am happy not to have it.
Me send them smoke signals. Nobody
no, me
follow
send
me.
Them messages that they're nobody else's business. The 21 after the hour.
How?
How now, brown guy?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So we're into the voice episode last night. This young woman's name is Adley Stump, singing Last Name. Richie, you watch this and you think that the exchange between Blake and Christina,
yeah,
as they go after this girl.
This was a young girl out of college, a lot of attitude, a lot of sass, the country artist.
Yeah.
And Christina and Blake liked her immediately and both hit their buttons at the same time. But why this show works is the interaction between the judges when they have a little fun with it.
I like that.
Thank you so much.
I like that. So it would sound perfectly on my team.
Wouldn't it? Oh, my gosh.
I thought you were like a great female vocalist, and it's like, man, she's singing a country song, and she's country. And then when I saw that Christina was interested and saw her leaning, it was like, no, I'm not going to let her do this to me.
Following your lead.
Her being interested really, really pushed me over the edge, because it was like, man, this girl, she is powerful as I think she is, and, man, I think you're great. I think you're great.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
You know, your power blew me away. You're obviously a very talented vocalist. You have chops. You have really, really good chops. Sometimes people get up there and you can just hear they just don't have the chops. Or
what does chops mean?
See, you don't know because you're not a real vocalist, but... I love you, Blake. We're still going to go fishing. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
You take it.
Good, I'm going to drown you.
But, I mean, you got your boots on. Maybe you're a little more country than, you know, what
you would normally...
I think that I do have a lot to offer. As a coach, you know, I've spent a number of years, you know, trying to fine-tune what I do, every run I do, every growl that's executed, every note. So, you know, if you're looking to improve vocals, then I will sit and I will definitely dissect with you on a vocalist level.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
To sing country music, you're telling stories, and that comes through... life experiences, you know what I mean? And I think it's a matter of how you express yourself, not the vocal Olympics that Christina is talking about putting you through, the treadmill of vocal cords that you'll be running on, I guess. But how about learning how to sing with honesty and really selling the story in a way that I believe you, no matter what you're singing?
Obviously, my genre is not country, but...
You're damn right.
I do know heart and passion when I hear it, when I see it, when I look at it, when I feel it. And I heard that in your voice, and that's why I pushed my button.
Thank you guys so much.
Well, here comes Adam.
First of all, Blake, you are a real vocalist. You're a damn good vocalist.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you very much. I love you, Adam.
I love you, too. Huh. Totally in a non-sexual way.
I can't say the same.
Uh, You're great, and it's funny because you do have crunchy, but you do some of your big vocal moments were reminded me a lot of Christina, which is cool too. So you really do have a tough decision to make.
So who do you think she chooses?
I think she
goes.
Listen.
In my sorority, we would all dance to Lady Marmalade and like totally get on the tables and rock out to that. But for some reason, I have to go with my heart, and my heart is telling me,
Blake,
you're my guy.
Yeah,
Blake, you're my guy. Blake, you're my guy.
But it's really cool the relationship that those four judges have and how they can just ride each other and razz each other and have a good time with it.
So it reminds you of what happens here.
A little bit, yeah. last night was the end of the blind auditions. They have all picked 12 members to be on their team, and now they start the competitions.
Huh. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, so that's that video.
It's a neat gig.
Video of the day today, another political ad. This one is for a new candidate running for a Senate seat in Virginia. His name is Hank. We'll play the audio for you. Plus, Roberta is the queen of cheap. In the next half hour, we have a television report. Jennifer not here today. It's 28 after on Good Day.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
I'm Bill Abramet, Associate Vice President of Marketing at Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support our families and our community. Take steps to help moms and babies at home and around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention gardeners, if you love juicy, delicious tasting tomatoes, this could be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Growing Kits are now available for the 2012 growing season and are perfect for tomato lovers of all ages.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love, the best tasting tomatoes in the world. These are the old time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit.
Amish Paste, German Pink, Aunt Ruby's German Green, Tommy Toe, Cherokee Purple, Gold Medal, Green Zebra, Hungarian Heart, Caspian Pink, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You get an old-time tomato growing manual, an old-time tomato seed starter, old-time tomato soil feeder, even an heirloom tomato greenhouse. And the best part, the highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. Over 1,000 old-time heirloom tomato seeds, now just $29.97 plus shipping and handling. To order your old-time tomato heirloom growing kit, go to oldtimetomatoes.com. That's oldtimetomatoes.com. Or call 800-214-1474. That's 800-214-1474.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Tuesday, February the 28th, 2012, on the Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli and the Queen of Sheep Act in a matter of moments. So stand by for savings on Good Day. Plus, Roberta has a television report for us as well. Jennifer's around early this morning, but she had to do an early skip out, as I have to do in a while. It's a travel day, concentrating on what's going on, not only in our neck of the woods, but in everybody's neck of the woods. That's the beauty of communication these days. You can be heard and seen and felt, your presence everywhere. With great technology, listening on the radio, you can listen on your iPhone. See, there's the good and the bad to what we were talking about earlier, the smartphone business, the Facebook app now spying on you, YouTube is spying on you, most of these outfits are spying on you. So we asked the poll today is, what kind of smartphone do you have? I was just thinking about what the pluses are. We have negatives, we have positives. And one of the things, self-serving as it sounds, you can get onto the iPhone app, let's say for Good Day, download it, you can hear the program, you can go on your computer to DougStefan.com, you can download the countdown show, the 2 hours of that, you can 4 hours of Good Day program, any day, any time, you can go back in the archives. Yeah, it just 10 years ago, who'd have thought that this would be the reality? Never mind the norm.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It really is.
I think about my first job in radio.
Yeah.
Not too late, 16 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
17 years. I barely knew how to use a computer. I really hadn't touched one.
Yeah, it was obvious when we first started working together.
Yeah. Right. It still is today.
So he has concentration, ladies and gentlemen. Roberta has concentration. You have the ability to concentrate. In fact, concentration may be the magic key, the magic door opener. You are an accomplished person because you figured out how to open that door. You found the magic key. And that's, I think that concentration is the key. You bend all of your energies. And a perfect example, Roberta last night went to the Jimmy Fallon taping because Bruce Springsteen was Fallon's guest. She's going to tell you that story in a matter of moments. But when it comes to Bruce Springsteen, Roberta is so focused. She is so on. I'm not kidding. Your example that you set by being so focused on Bruce and the fan that you are helps people to understand the law of success. You concentrate, you think, you work, you bend all of your energy.
Oh, yeah.
To get your, there were 10 people selected to be on stage with Bruce Springsteen, and you were one of them. Right?
Now imagine if you only use that energy for something really good.
Yeah. Well, it's all a value judgment, Richie. It's all a value judgment. She has stated that
this
her earnest
desire
is to follow Bruce Springsteen. That's her desire.
Everybody has something that they use to get away from everything.
Yeah.
Their passion.
Their passion. Mm-hmm. And this is Roberta's passion. This is what she uses to get away from... Okay, today it was just blah, blah, blah. I need something. And this is what Roberta does, and she goes after it big time.
She bends all of her energies to that one point. She looks directly, faces directly, walks directly to that point.
I never quite heard it put that way, but okay.
Doesn't lean to the left, doesn't lean to the right.
It's
she
true.
Goes straight for it. Mm-hmm. And that's really what the law of attainment is all about. You are a perfect example of getting the things that you want in life.
You don't take no for an answer.
All your powers to bear. Don't take no for it. She focuses her physical and mental resources, her power, to figure out how to do what she wants to do. In this case, yesterday.
Yeah, I've gone to things and they said, oh, you're not going to get in. I'm saying, I'll get in.
Yeah.
No, you're not. No, no way. There's no tickets. You're not going to get in. I'll get in. If you're not there, you can't get in.
You're
I've always gotten in.
Yep, that's it. That's like saying when you call on the phone, I needed to change my airline reservation for today, and so I called. Yep, no more seats. Well, I'm looking at the diagram of the seats online. I know there are three seats at least. One of them has got my name on it.
Right.
So things will change at the airport. Yeah, maybe they will, maybe they won't. But I've got it in my mind that I'm getting the earlier plane because I need to get to New York faster than I thought I was going to have to. I was sort of being casual about it before, but now I need to get there. And so I've focused on it. And Roberta is the same thing quadrupled when it comes to stuff like Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce.
So, yeah, it's very interesting. Motivation is a wonderful thing. She's also motivated to be the queen of cheap. And so we have our deals today. Save some money. Stick around. Listen to Roberta. Make some notes, or actually you can find it all at DougStephan.com anyway. So,
she's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster
time. Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, reminding today is National Pancake Day. You get free pancakes at IHOP. And by the way, Doug, I did find one IHOP in Manhattan. It's on East 14th Street.
Wow, not far from you.
That's it. It's open 24 hours.
Well, good.
So
that's where I'm going for dinner tonight.
And there's one other in Brooklyn. That's it in the entire city.
All right, so what's the address on
New York?
It's on East 14th?
It's on East 14th Street. It looks like it's at around 2nd or 3rd Avenue, that area.
All right.
But that's it. That's the one.
IHOP.
And after you eat those pancakes, you can get your free week at Curves. They're offering that this week. And actually, there's a little queen of a cheap tip on the site about that. If you want to save money on gyms, this is what I do. I take advantage of all of these either free one-week deals, or if you go to places like Groupon or any of those sites that give the cheap coupons like that, you usually get about a month for $29 or $39, and you just keep, skipping gyms one to the other as you, whatever month that you get cheap.
You are hysterical.
I do that for yoga studios. Arby's, get a free small drink and curly fries with the purchase of a Reuben sandwich. If you're gluten-free, we have four free gluten-free e-cookbooks, one for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, and for dessert. Obviously, if you're gluten-free, you're not going to be going to IHOP today. And, yesterday, I was just jonesing for a piece of chocolate, and I was with a girlfriend, and she says, oh, I have a card that I get free chocolate every month at Godiva. I said, really? She goes, yeah. So I went in. I said, can I sign up for the free Godiva card? They go, sure. They said, you can have your free piece of chocolate now if you like to. So I have it on the website. You join Godiva's Rewards Club, and you get a free chocolate every month and all sorts of other special freebies. So If you're jonesing for a piece of chocolate you don't want to pay for it, just pop into Godiva and join their club, and that's how you'll do it. And here's another way to save money. It's a website called Vitacost.com. They have all your better household essentials, your health and beauty aids, your, let's see, vitamins, supplements, even the organic and natural foods, which amazed me. And you get it all at up to 50% off. Plus, if you order $49, they deliver it to your door free, so you save money and you don't have to lug all this stuff around. So Vitacost.com, it can take the cost out of healthy living, and everybody wants that.
Everybody wants to save. Check it all out in the Queen of Cheap Space at DougStefan.com, right next to Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, who has foods to keep your cholesterol in check, which is kind of a cool thing. So you may... There are all kinds of service elements at DougStefan.com and stories as well. And so I'm sort of focused on the television report, which is coming up in a moment. And I want to acknowledge that this is the anniversary of the last episode of MASH.
Oh.
On this date in 1972. All right?
Huh?
Wait a minute. No, it's, no. It started in 72.
Yes.
It ended... In, where did that go?
82, I'm thinking.
Huh? Yeah.
82, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? I'm looking at three paragraphs of information. It has when it started, a list of all the people who were ever on the show, but not the date that it finished, even though this is, they acknowledge, February 28th.
I believe I was a senior in high school.
What year would that have been?
82.
82.
And
right. That was 10 years.
What a great show. Great characters.
All right, so here's the TV quiz. You ready?
Yes.
Name the title of the last episode. 800-510-8255. A fitting farewell to Captain Pierce Hawkeye. Imagine, Alan Alda is in this movie, Wanderlust, that's out this weekend. Horrible movie. He plays a good, he's a good character actor, though. And then there was Hot Lips and Klinger. Who could forget him?
Yep.
Mike Farrell. Harry Morgan passed away a few months ago.
Radar.
Yep, right. And a lot of these people, Wayne Rogers was in it. I think it was the last role that Wayne Rogers really had before he went off on some other toot. I kind of liked Radar. Best of all the characters, though. And Hot Lips. Always wanted to kiss Hot Lips.
Oh,
Hot Lips, Hot Lips. You had them any way you can. We should sing that song.
I think,
yeah.
I think about some of the things that they did and said and some of, you know, on that show.
Funny stuff.
You couldn't do it today.
Title of the last... Oh, no, not
that
at all.
That show couldn't be.
I don't know. You know what? I watched last night that... what is this? The show that's on about the women that don't have any money?
What's that show? Broke Girls.
Ah, my God, what a disgusting piece of crap.
Really?
Oh, awful.
I think it's kind of funny.
Sexual innuendo, it's on at 8 o'clock at night, for God's sake.
Yeah.
It's like 2.5 Men.
No, you're right there.
What are you doing putting that stuff on at 8 o'clock at night,
you're
talking about
right.
all kinds of sexual stuff? Sorry, no sale. I was disgusted. I mean, I would have watched it myself if it, at 10 o'clock it would be good for it, because the women are kind of sexy, cute. Whatever, but...
Yeah, you're right. It should be a 9 o'clock show.
And 2.5 Men doesn't belong on where it is either, I don't think. So, you want to know why there are problems. That's an example of why there are problems. So, what's the title of the last episode of MASH? You want a swell prize? You help yourself to 800-510-8255. Roberta was on television last night. She'll tell you that story in a moment. First of all, I want to help you save some money. Roberta, you have interesting rally. You kind of have your business life there at home, and I'm wondering why stamps.com wouldn't be a good thing for you as well. I've told a lot of my friends already that I've gotten onto it. Bob Kay is using stamps.com. I think, Richie, you ought to be on it there instead of that expensive postage meter.
Yeah.
Get away from that with stamps.com.
Yeah.
You buy and print official U.S. postage. You use the what you already have, your own computer, your own printer.
Mm-hmm.
It is extraordinarily quick, extraordinarily easy, and you need this. Small business people, folks that use a lot of postage, if you are sending letters and packages, you get the postage the instant you need it. And then you put it out, the mailman picks it up. You don't have to go to the post office. You don't have to go to FedEx. You don't have to go to UPS. You go to your mailbox. Once you have tried this, once you've seen how it works, you will not go back. Guaranteed. Right now, here's what I would like you to do. If you want to save yourself some dough, this would be good for the Queen of Cheap Box, actually, Roberta. Mm-hmm. SamScott.com has a special offer for those of you listening to Good Day. No risk to this at all. You get $110 in bonus. That includes a digital scale and $55 in free postage. If you sign up right now, Stamps.com, you enter my promo code, which is Doug, top of the homepage, actually, at Stamps.com. You'll see a radio microphone. Click on that. Type in D-O-U-G, Doug, Stamps.com with Doug. Save that money. Get the deal. Start today.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit Geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
800-510-8255. Okay, let's see if we can figure this out. I'm always impressed by people and what they remember. They're such strong. It's the same kind of fan base that Bruce Springsteen has, somebody like Roberta. Here's Barbara in El Paso listening to KTSM. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Fan of MASH, are you?
Oh, yes. Love it.
How many times have you seen that final episode?
Oh, I don't know. I have it recorded.
Have you?
That's awesome.
That's funny.
I love it.
The 4077th Mobile Army Surgical Hospital Unit. I just wondered what that stood for.
Yep.
I could have asked that as a different trivia question. Barbara would have gotten that, too. All right, so what's the title of the episode, Barbara?
It's Goodbye, Farewell, Amen.
Yes, that is exactly it. Goodbye. So each time you watch this episode, do you cry?
Yes.
How did I know that? Listen to the passion this woman has for this. You'll then understand why Roberta has so much passion and chases Bruce Springsteen around, right? You get that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. All right. You're very sweet, Barbara. Hold on just a second. We're going to send you something from our Doug Steffen pile of... We have a pile of it now, Richie. Real pile.
We do have a pile of stuff.
Of great stuff to give away. Okay. So James Spader is leaving The Office. If Jennifer were here, she would tell you that story. He joined the show, it was this last year when Carol decided to leave.
Carell, right? I see that show going away.
Yeah.
Without Carell, I don't see it.
You knew that was going to happen. Is all of the attractions gone?
Yeah, I don't care who they pull in there. It's different. It's not going to work.
All right, so what about this deal? You were on last night, Jimmy Fallon show, sitting behind Bruce. Could people see you?
I could see her when I watched the video. I could see the people and see
right behind, right behind the drummer, right behind Max. Yeah, well, it was there's a website called Backstreets.com, that's the fan website, and if you're on a certain mailing list that they had, you were invited to go into a drawing to be on stage with Bruce. So lucky enough, I was able to do that. And about 30 of us were there that were part of the it's called the band bench, but then about 10 or 12 of us were picked to be directly behind the band, and it was just surreal because Bruce was telling us what to do and how he wanted us to shout at certain points. And it was like being part of the E Street Band. It was so intense. It was great.
You could see the fans in the background. I mean, they're really, when they were clapping, they were playing along with.
Yeah.
Like here. You could tell
they were
being,
yeah. where we shouted there. That's, he told us to do that.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
All the dead are here, so bring on your wrecking ball.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour on today's Beck, Steph, and Good Day program, there are a lot of special people who are associated with this program and have been over the years. A lot of special people that I've become friends with who are in the radio business. Over the last couple of months, I'm sort of happy in various incarnations. I brought Dick Summer, who is a great radio presence, great radio voice, great radio presenter, great radio entertainer, great radio personality. Been involved in radio for 50, maybe more, actually 55 years now, thinking how old he is and how long he's been around. He still sounds, I think he sounds exactly the same as he did when I listened to him as a kid. And he's created something called a Love and Touch and a thing that is on his website, dicksummer.com, called the Good Night Podcast, in which he muses about things that we all think about. So a piece of one of those podcasts in a moment here on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's leap year, but you will probably notice that I'm not leaping from my big, comfortable black leather papa chair, because I have found that I don't bounce nearly as well as I used to. I always thought that was a very athletic kind of sounding word, leap. It suggests this finely muscled athlete, perhaps in a leotard, taking a running start and then soaring into the air. Now, you see, I don't mind doing the soaring, but I don't like being sore, so it's the crashing back to the ground that sometimes bothers me. Of course, some guys go leaping out of an airplane hanging onto a parachute. Now, a parachute is essentially a pair of chubby ladies' pantyhose when you think about it. Basketball players leap around a lot, and so do baseball outfielders and ballet dancers. The extra day in leap year, February 29th, is called Leap Day, and it is put there to keep the calendar, as they say, balanced. And what that means is if we didn't have that day, we would eventually be celebrating Christmas with barbecues, like on the 4th of July. And traditionally, Leap Day is a pretty interesting day for women. You know, it's the day when they traditionally get to throw their curves around and smile sweetly and propose to their boyfriends, instead of waiting for it to happen the other way around. So, you know, what's not to like about being a woman? Okay, time to tuck you in now. I'm Dick Summer, and I hope you'll come back soon for a gentle place to fall. A quiet place to rest your head. Good night.
Good night. The podcast you can download at dicksummer.com. He's a very special guy, and I have had the pleasure of his friendship for a long time. One of those real radio guys, Richie. Maybe, I don't know, a dozen or so of my friends who've been in the business for a long time that are around, and they're still entertaining. They're still provocative, still giving you something to think about, which is a very...
The guys who they just let loose with a microphone and some rock and roll and said, have at it.
That's right.
Don't do that anymore.
Not much of that around. It would be good if we could go back to that, because it'd actually be a reason for somebody... When Charlie Tuna, and I say this all the time, he's my favorite disc jockey in the country. He's on K-Earth here in Los Angeles. I go out of my way to be in the car. This is how good the guy is. And if from a radio critic like me, who's been around for a long time listening to the radio and realizing what garbage there is on the airwaves, the fact that so many people listen, like 94% of our country listens to the radio at least once a week now, which is pretty astounding given the crap that's on the radio. If there was some better stuff, imagine we could get 100%. But anyway, guys like Summer have something to say. Charlie Tuna, he's so clever. He can put some great stories together just in the intros to pop hit songs. It's very refreshing to listen to. And sometimes people can't put it. I don't know why I like listening to that guy, but he's so entertaining. He's so much fun. And that's it. That's all it is. Just have some fun. Richie, I demand that you have more fun here.
Right. Are you kidding?
Uh-huh.
I couldn't have any more fun.
Okay.
I'd be arrested.
I know. That's arrested. So you're a